Welcome back. Áine Kerr here, sitting in for Colm O'Mahongáin. The Taoiseach today confirmed that Cabinet has approved the establishment of the Housing Activation Office in the Department of Housing, and he insisted there'll be no additional salary costs for the role of its director. He further claimed no decision has been made on who will be appointed, despite lots of newspaper headlines telling us otherwise, about a purported salary of $430,000 as part of a secondment arrangement. And the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, in the Dáil today talked about it being, quote unquote, an extravagant gold-plated salary. And she went on to describe it as, quote unquote, Ireland's most expensive job share with the Minister for Housing. Louise Byrne of the Irish Daily Mirror, what do we know so far? People are referring to it as the housing czar, and we know the government benches do not like
it. No, the government benches really do not like it, and are requesting that we call him or her the CEO of the Housing Activation Strategic Office, whatever it is that they're calling it. But what this is this is new body, and the aim of it is to get houses built faster. And it's going to bring together a board of people, and you're going to have people seconded from different areas, say the likes of your Irish Water, all these places where there seems to be bottlenecks with house building, and they're going to be brought together. And the CEO of this new board is going to be able to say, you know, there's an issue here. You, Irish Water, go sort that. There's an issue here. The ESB have to go and sort that. And it's going to be a kind of person.
This cross-collaboration then between interagencies, but one person at the top in charge.
Yeah, and it's going to be everyone who, it's going to be, how it's going to be done is people are going to be seconded to it. So it's going to be their full-time job. And they are going to be tasked with, if there's an issue, that they go and sort it out. So the Cabinet approved the setting up of that office today. They also gave Housing Minister James Brown permission to go and recruit a CEO. Now, what the government is saying tonight, what government spokespeople, and indeed what Minister Brown said on Radio 1 this afternoon, was that there was no name, no CEO signed off it at this morning's Cabinet meeting. There was no discussion of anyone being appointed, and that will be discussed at the Housing Cabinet Subcommittee on Thursday afternoon. But it has been widely reported that he will get it is the outgoing NAMA chief, Brendan McDonagh, that he will retain his salary of €430,000. Spokespeople for the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach just saying this evening that they couldn't confirm or deny that that is who's going to get the job. They couldn't confirm or deny that that is going to be the salary, but also stating that if a person is seconded to a role from within the public service, then, you know, the general norm would be that they keep the terms and condition of their contract, they keep their salary. So James Brown was on the News at One. He was saying that Brendan McDonagh would be his preferred candidate. So he more or less confirmed it, even though spokespeople for the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach were point blank denying this evening that anyone had been appointed. But I think the €430,000 salary, I think there is a feeling now within government that that is going to cause trouble, and it's going to be yet another housing controversy that they can't really afford.
Sean Kine, Micheál Martin, said he understands public concern over, you know, potential large salary here, but he went on to say the overarching concern is getting houses built more quickly. But step back for a minute. Why do we need this CEO, the so-called housing czar, in the first instance, when we have a housing minister with these, it would seem, this exact role and responsibility?
Well, the housing minister obviously is the minister in charge, but more importantly than that is the work of the housing subcommittee, the work of the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the ministers of state, various other departmental officials to drive this whole area. So if there is a need for a coordinating body or a strategic housing activation office, which is committed to and is now agreed by Cabinet, we need it to work. We need it to, you know, knock heads, get things moving. We know that there are issues in relation to the work of Irish Water. Okay, leaving aside the funding issues in the past, they've been prioritising issues of compliance, EPA, rather than actually looking at investing in areas where you need the development.
Yeah, and so we know the infrastructural issues, we know the so-called roadblocks that the Taoiseach wants to see, but then who is ultimately accountable when you've got two, then you've got a housing minister in charge and a CEO of a new housing activation body. Like, who ultimately is going to be in charge here and ultimately accountable?
Well, look, the minister is ultimately accountable. That's what happens in the political system, you know. So, I mean, it would be the minister that would be accountable to the Dáil. It would be the minister that would be invited into the Seanad to committees. But I presume the CEO of this activation body would be brought in before the Housing Committee. You know, I presume every quarter, every 6 months or whatever, to bring them into account for his or her role. Look, I mean, Cabinet have agreed it, and it's important now that whoever gets that position does the job that we all need them
and
to do.
And whoever gets that role, could you justify if the salary is potentially €430,000?
It's a huge sum of money. Is anyone justified with that?
More than Donald Trump gets as US president.
And I mean, look,
like when we compare.
It's nearly triple the housing minister's salary.
Mary Lou, today it's the starting salary of 11 new nurses or 11 new Gardaí or 13 new special needs assistants.
You could see after 5 years if that person has delivered, you might be able to justify an increase in salary, but it is a large salary. But I know, look, I mean, if there is secondment issues, If the person that's been mentioned is on that salary already at the moment,
you would argue it's no net new salary cost.
It's not, but it is a huge amount of money. It is a huge amount of money, and I mean, it's the important thing is that this office delivers. But as I said, the minister is accountable. The Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, they're all accountable in relation to delivery of housing. It is the main issue that we need to progress nationwide. And if this office and this activation office can assist that, can drive that, can knock heads together, you know, there's a lot of other.
You think they'll be able to justify it if they can demonstrate in 5 years' time that they've actually hit the targets?
Well, even before 5 years' time, to be honest about it, because this is so pressing.
Sorcha Clark, do we need this new appointment, and is the salary justifiable?
The mind boggles on you, because any one of the 11 guards, the any one of the 11 nurses or the 13 SNAs, you'd know within 5 hours if they were capable of doing the job, never mind 5 years. But ultimately, what we see happen here, this is eye-watering amount of money, €430,000 a year to do a single job. But the Housing Commission recommended a Housing Delivery Oversight Executive. Now, that was to come with emergency powers to be based in legislation to increase and accelerate the needed housing supply. We all know we need new housing, so that's not up for debate. But what we have instead is government coming forward with this activation office. But we also have a housing delivery group. We have a housing activation industry group, and we have an infrastructure task force. And nobody knows how these are going to actually interact with each other. We don't know who's going to be part of this activation office. We don't know what their functions are going to be. We don't know what resources that they're going to be. So to my mind, and I would suggest anybody who's in need of housing out there is sitting there scratching their head this evening going, is this another kind of spin and bluff by government to simply point the finger at somebody else when it doesn't go according to plan? Because ultimately the underlying policies are what the problem is. So instead of actually reducing the red tape for the local authorities or the approved housing bodies, we have government landing in with layers of additional red tape, when really what we need is service sites. We need more planning staff in our local authorities, and we need to reduce the amount of bureaucracy.
Would you accept sometimes you just need people to go in there, you know, knock down barriers, make a sense of urgency, knock up the quick wins, so you don't accept there's any role in which there can be further accountability and a move fast?
But the person to go in and the person who's accountable to the Oireachtas is the minister. They are the ones who should be doing this job. There's also a slight kind of almost underhanded suggestion, in my opinion, that government doesn't have confidence in their minister to be able to do that.
So they've almost fresh put in thinking, this parallel innovative, system. Creative thinking
we have a fresh
that they're
minister.
Trying to inject.
Does the fresh minister not have fresh thinking to be able to do this? We don't need a new housing start. We certainly don't need somebody who's paid €430,000 a year and a whole network of new committees. What we need is a radical reset of housing policy.
Padraig Rice of the Social Democrats, your own housing spokesperson, Rory Ahern, has written to the Minister for Housing outlining his concerns about this role. Is that not all a little bit premature when all we've had so far from Cabinet, as Louise outlined, is the creation of this new body, but yet no salary, no names formally known, appointed, verified?
I think it's been reported on quite a lot, so I think we've a good idea of the names and the salary. And as others have said, almost €500,000 is an extraordinary amount of money. Like, people dream about winning €1 million in the lotto. Like, these are huge sums of money. And I don't think anybody working for the public good or working in public services should be earning that kind of salary. We've fundamental issues with income inequality in this country, and I think it sends out all the wrong signals. And I think just moving people around on the deck chairs of the sinking ship that is government housing policy is not going to solve anything. The issues, like in health, are fundamental. The public policy is broken. We need a completely, like the Housing Commission said, we need a strategic reset of housing policy. We need a fundamental change in our approach to housing. And all of these kind of tokenistic moves are not going to change it until we absolutely accept that the housing system is broken, needs to be completely redrawn and rewritten. We need to look internationally, look at places like Vienna, where almost half people in Vienna live in social and affordable housing. We need to rapidly scale up social and affordable housing so people in this country can live in houses that they can genuinely afford. Because at the moment, we've got record homelessness, record house prices, record rents, and it's fundamentally failing people in this country every single day.
But that ultimately will be the role of the Activation Office, is to ensure the
government.
The minister is there with working in conjunction with this. And the
Activation... He's not trying to defend the indefensible,
The Activation Office, as I said, has been agreed by Cabinet. So that will be, as far as I can see, working directly with local authorities, with Uisce Éireann, with the Department of Transport. We had a meeting with the Chief Executive of Galway City Council this week and the board. For example, there's funding needed for road improvements that will also open up zone land for development in areas in Galway City. Those sort of things that you need, that sort of knocking of heads for that new CEO to be able to go from there. So you're engaging with housing, you're engaging with transport, you have to engage with deeper, back to government. All of these things that this office will be dealing with.
And this letter from the housing spokesperson, Rory Hearn, was raised in the Dáil today with Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and he had this response. Let's take a listen.
You keep coming forward with facile, superficial analysis of the housing crisis. You set yourself up as a housing expert. You're nothing of the sort. Okay, you're not. And so I'd appreciate now if you just allow other people to give their perspective. And the only reason I raised my eyes, I thought it was wrong of you to personalise it and demonise an individual who can't defend themselves in this house, and to make the assertions you've made about someone who hasn't been nominated to any position by government. No decision has been taken, but you choose to take a cheap shot at an individual, blaming that person for all the evictions that have happened in the last 10 or 15 years. That was wrong. That's all I'm saying. We're all entitled to have different perspectives on the housing problem, but let's not demonise individuals for the sake of a cheap political score.
Páirdeach Rice, what say you on behalf of your colleague Rory Hearn there to Micheál Martin?
Rory wrote a book on housing policy, so he is actually an expert, a well-received book. He's an academic who studies this area, and he's constantly putting forward solutions to the housing crisis, and has been doing for a very long time, and has an extraordinary track record on that front. I think it stands for itself.
Okay.